Warning, the following program is not for the weak-hearted. Those who are closed-minded, or in general, you're scared to learn what's behind closed doors. Here at Sapphire Zero Play, I want you to pour the wine. Grab somebody that you want to hold on to, or better yet, get the vibration stimulated through your body. Get ready for one hell of an orgasm in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Sapphire, and I got my girl,
Fit and Dirty Ass.
And we're back, you guys, for another good episode. Because, okay, again, I feel like it's good that we open up with these disclaimers all the time, because enough is enough. Shit is just getting way too out of hand in this day and age right now.
What's getting out of hand?
Girl, can we just talk about these motherfucking white people calling the cops and calling 911 for absolutely no emergency, just solely based on the fact that black people are living life?
Like, there, with all the unnecessary laws that they want to pass, there should be one now. Like, if you call, like, because you know how if the sheriff gets called when your alarm system goes off at your home.
Yeah.
And there's a false alarm, you get charged.
Yeah, you get charged. They give you, like, 2 or 3 warnings. Because I did that before.
Yeah, get,
like,
2 or 3
warnings, and then you get fined.
I feel like all these unnecessary police callings and showing up to bullshit, people need to start getting fined so they won't use this shit loosely like they're doing now.
Yes. And if you guys are like, what are you talking about, this living while black? Again, it's these people that keep calling 911 for non-emergencies. Non-emergencies. Calling the cops because a little girl is selling water to help fund her trip to Disneyland is not a crime. It is not a crime.
She was being annoying to you, it would have been great if you would have just been an adult and talked to the mom or something. Like, can you keep it down?
Right. You could have easily just said, excuse me, ma'am, but do you think you're a child and you just keep it down? Like, I don't mind you selling the water. Just do it quietly. And I'm so glad that little girl got to go to Disneyland. I'm so glad that everybody...
But I don't like how the media gave Petty Patty a fucking media op.
Oh my God.
For what? What did she need that for? And she was crying and
right. Just
lying and digging herself in a bigger hole.
And I mean, on top of that, the woman that we're referring to, she owned a company that was advocating CBD use. For dogs. Which is still a very controversial thing. This whole giving your dog, you know, THC and CBD oil and vitamins, it's not properly tested. So you can't really justify if it's even killing your dog or not, to be honest.
Well, I know CBD helps certain dogs with allergies out here.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to help dogs with allergies, but now it's, you know, to calm the anxiety and all that. Like, you know, 4th of July just happened, and so people are saying, we'll give the dog CBD oil and it will calm them down and to make them more mellow. But again, it's not properly tested.
Okay.
You know, it's not regulated by the FDA. It's not regulated by, you know, pet advocacy groups. It's still a controversial testing. So at the same time, the woman's doing something wrong herself in society. But you're gonna cause a complaint because a little girl is out there selling water to people on a very hot day in Oakland.
Mm-mm-mm.
Just like Miss, what was the other one?
Patty, I think.
No. Barbecue Betty.
Barbecue
Betty calling the cops because some black people are out in Lake Mary. We talked about it briefly, but she called the cops on some black guys that were barbecuing in what was very nice. It was a very nice setup at Lake Merritt, and it's not like other people have never done it in the past either. I've been to cookouts on Lake Merritt in that area, in that neighborhood, and never once has a cop had to come by and say you can't be doing that. But this woman felt the need to call the cops and say, well, you don't have a permit and you can't barbecue out here. Who the fuck are you? Because your fat ass didn't get invited to the barbecue and you couldn't have some good food. You got to call the cops. Are you bored?
People are very bored.
And then this poor little kid, I forgot where it was. I'm going to have to pull it up. But that poor little boy that was just mowing his neighbor's lawn.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, too.
Like,
when was that ever a crime? I remember when I was growing up, that was a summer job type of thing, or raking leaves.
Right. Makes no
what happened
sense.
To kids being entrepreneurs,
right?
You know what I mean?
You like tell both kids these you tell them to get off of the gaming and get off, you know, social media. And here's this 12-year-old kid, he's from Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
just minding his own business and mowing his neighbor's lawn. And you're gonna call the cops because he's mowing someone else's lawn.
I think it's because allegedly he mowed their lawn or something. It was just something super petty that
it was. I'm reading the report. It says, she called the cops because the woman saw him mowing her neighbor's lawn. The boy has his own company, employs his own cousins. And then she thought the kid had accidentally cut part of her lawn. And that's what sent her to call the police. So you couldn't just walk your ass outside and just say, oh, little boy, just try not to hit my grass.
I feel like they still have intimidation against people of color. Like, even yes. if it's a innocent, like, not even a violent child, they're still going to be scared. Like, what the fuck?
Like, you can't even go down the street and say hello to people. I even say hello to people, like, randomly, and it's like it's weird for them to get a hello. I'm just saying hi. You have a good day.
Well, remember the lady that called the cops on Marley's niece?
On whose
I think
niece?
It's Bob Marley's niece. I think it's Bob
yes.
Marley's niece.
Yes, for
out
the Airbnb.
Here. It was out here in Rialto, girl.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right there, like, 20 minutes from my house.
And it was because she didn't know that, I guess, the neighbor was leasing the house as an Airbnb.
Well, because they didn't say hi to her.
So stupid. So
entitlement.
Stupid.
Well, black folks are the only one getting this
no.
whole bullshit.
No. You got the...
I would say brown. People brown.
And you know what's funny? Well, not funny, but like on social media... One of my boys, he's actually been on the show before. So my boy, Ethan E-Money, he had brought his friend on the show, Alton. And so Alton was on his Instagram and he had just gotten this new, like, cute dog. And I guess this white man called the cops on Alton because he's claiming the dog bit him. The dog wasn't biting him at all. The dog sniffed him.
Uh-uh.
And so Alton, he's Filipino. I believe he's Filipino. He's Asian descent. I know that. But he filmed it. And he's like, dude, my dog wasn't even biting you. He didn't even bark at you. She just came to lick you, to sniff you. No, your dog fucking bit me. Your dog bit me. And so he had it on his Instagram. I couldn't yeah. believe this shit. I was like, all it takes is a matter of time for someone to do that to me. And oh, Lord willing, I'm gonna get that shit on camera, and Lord willing, someone's gonna get a public beatdown. Cause I'll be damned if you call the cops on me for what? Living my life? For what? For what? I'll turn around and I'll call the cops on some white guy that's just lingering around my house. I feel like that's what we have to do in turn.
Like, we probably won't even be able to smoke in certain places comfortably no more, because weed is legalized here, we'll still get called on the cause. Oh, they're smoking pot over here.
These like, thugs over
the
here.
Law.
These thugs over here, they're smoking that reefer. They're stinking up the place. And then there was a family of eight that got called on the cops at a Subway this week.
What?
A Subway. Paying customers at a Subway because she thought they were going to rob the place. A family
what?
Of eight is going to rob a Subway.
What?
Then another, oh and then gosh. Another case was a woman and her child. This man confronted them because they were using the pool, which you need key access for. She had a key and she's a resident of the pool area.
Mm-hmm.
She is a leased. I guess she has property and she has every right. But because she's black in a predominant white neighborhood that has gated entry for pool, she had to be called on the cops.
It's like black folks can't have the same kind of money. We can't have the same kind of pool access.
Nobody
like,
can have
gosh.
Anything. Nothing
well,
sacred anymore.
4th of July... This Mexican family had a situation. Their neighbor, oh their back God. Neighbor, the neighbor that lives behind them.
Behind them.
didn't call the cops, but he came over there spewing all this shit, saying they were being disrespectful with their Mexican music, this, that, and the third. But they always play their Mexican music, and it wasn't even that loud.
I read the article that you sent me afterwards, and he said, well, it was, you know, I was drunk. But he still said, well, I thought it was still disrespectful for my country. It's not your country, okay? It's everybody's country.
The way he feels, I feel like in his household, he's racist.
Yes.
Because there was just too much force and anger in his, he was just mad. Like, for what?
Because
and you're yelling at a woman.
Yeah, because you were playing mariachi music.
This is California, bitch. If that was that in California? I'm just
yeah,
saying.
It was in Petaluma.
Yep.
It was in Petaluma, up north.
Oh my gosh. So California, if you're from here, you know this is basically the second language here is Spanish. We predominantly have Mexicans and then every other race here, but
this is a border state.
Mexicans were here before us. The Aztecs were here before anybody here. So it's like, what are you talking about? Like, why is it always a problem?
Because it's not their culture. They don't understand. If they can't speak the language, it's disrespectful. I remember friends of mine, we were at a restaurant.
But your punk ass will eat guacamole.
Your punk ass will eat
your
some
white version of guacamole.
Yes, you'll eat some tamales if someone offered you it. I bet you were just butthurt because of the fact that you weren't invited to the cookout. So you decided to say
their carne asada smelled way better than his.
Oh,
how about that?
I could not believe it. I was like, this man, and then his apology was so stank ass. Like, no, you clearly are racist. How dare you come to my country? How do you know they weren't born here?
That's you can't even slap the shit out of nobody no more.
No, because then they're going to say assault.
Yes, after you was the victim, now you're at fault.
I remember when, I think you remember this because I posted it, but when I got mad at this white lady for leaving, who was a dog walker, and she left a dog in a hot ass car in LA.
Yes.
Left the dogs in the hot ass car, and she got mad at me saying, well, why are you attacking me? You're supposed to be a professional dog walker, so walk both dogs. Don't just take turns and let one dog be locked up in a car that is hot and there's no access to water.
And the cops mistaken.
told me I couldn't break the window. I wasn't allowed to break the window.
What?
They told me I could not break the window, that I had to wait. And I said, this dog is about to die. If you are, it's going to take 30 fucking more minutes, this dog will die.
What if there was a baby in, would you?
Exactly.
I mean, can you?
Apparently you can't.
Like, what are the rules? So you're going to have to sit and watch a baby suffer.
Yes.
Wow. There,
yes, because at the same time, the person could turn around and sue you, and there's nothing that they can do about it, regardless if you have documented proof or not that you were trying to.
I mean, why don't they consider that like a citizen's arrest? You're doing a citizen's rescue.
I am doing a citizen's
rescue. As a citizen, you feel like that is not lawful to be leaving a breathing being in a car that's hot with no windows down.
Which I cannot stand. I cannot stand that's the law. And then plus, I was in Beverly Hills, white neighborhood, rich as hell neighborhood. It wasn't like I was in like the valley, like I'm the only black chick and I'm surrounded by these other two white people who were just like, oh my God, I want to break the window, but we can't. And I kept telling the cops, I was like, look, I will take full responsibility. Just please let me break this window.
Wow.
And they said, no, ma'am, we can't protect you. If they want to press charges, they can. It's, you know, the Good Samaritan law is only if, you know, if the window was like halfway rolled down. It's some kind of bullshit ass law that they need to change, period. It is a bullshit ass
regulation.
There's
a lot of laws that need to be passed that are necessary.
That need to be passed, changed, formatted. At the end of the day, 911 is for emergencies only. Don't call them because
you got a life or death situation.
Right. Okay, it's not because your fucking food was served cold at a restaurant. It's not because you saw a little black girl selling water and you are so pathetic and so bored with your fucking life that you got to call the cops because this little girl is not in a neighborhood that she needs to be. Period.
I mean, wasn't there lemonade stands when they were growing up? Where was the permit asked then?
Exactly. Okay, so why don't we call the cops on every Girl Scout and Boy Scout selling their popcorn, selling their cookies? Because we don't need to have permits. I was a Girl Scout. We don't have to have a permit to sell.
Wow.
Call the cops then on every child out there that sells candy for their school or for, you know, their teams.
Yeah.
Don't just call the cops on a black child because they're in a neighborhood that they quote unquote shouldn't be at, or they don't belong, or they look different. Mind your own fucking business. That's what the fuck y'all need to do. And let people live. Just because they look different than you or they come from a different background than you, mind your own fucking business.
People are not calling the police on the right shit.
Call the police on someone if you witness a murder, if you witness a rape happening. Okay? Someone getting robbed.
Oh, if somebody's getting robbed, they're pulling their phone out to record.
Right.
They're not calling the police.
Let's bring it out. Perfect example, excess temptation. We don't know how fast those cops came. Yes, the cops came, granted. And at least they are doing their fucking job and trying to find out who the killers are. But at the same time, you see everybody surrounding the body because they want to get a picture of the dead body of a slain rapper.
People have no fear of death either.
No,
like,
because we entertain this shit.
I'm spiritual, and I feel like that's kind of disturbing the dead a little bit. Like,
yes,
you're kind of like his spirit ain't even rested, and you're
adding on to the problem.
Yeah,
you're adding on to the
problem. Why would you want that kind of energy in your phone?
Money
for a payout, like
you wouldn't want that shit to happen to you if you died, would you? You wouldn't want,
right.
What if you died on the toilet? You want someone taking a picture of you dying while you took a shit?
Like, bro, Joey just died on the shitter. Really? Let me see.
Right,
dude. Hey, get to Snapchat.
Go to my Instagram. There's the death video. Boy dead on toilet. Like,
no. Let's go live and show it.
Right. Like, have
damn.
Some fucking respect.
Those 2 seconds you do all that could have been 2 seconds of saving his life.
Right. And that's why I tell people, you guys need to learn how to do CPR. Because sometimes EMTs are not going to arrive in time. Police is not going to arrive on time. And damn sure, I mean, if you're that bored and calling the cops on some bullshit, educate yourself on how to save a life first. If you have that much energy and that much time on your hands, go and take a class for CPR. So when a real fucking emergency happens, you'll look like a hero and not the dumbass that let somebody die because you didn't know what the fuck to do.
Mm-mm-mm.
But I am so sick of this. Now this shit is getting, like, every day there is something popping up that are...
And I don't know if it's naturally that's what they're doing or if there's a narrative behind it. Like, okay, if I call the cops on these people, I'm going to be famous on social media.
Right.
Like, it's another not calling it a Me Too situation, but what would you call it? What's this hashtag you're gonna call this? Like, we have to have something for this damn police calling shit.
Like I said, right now it's just called Living While Black.
Living While Black.
Because nobody can live. And I was having this conversation with a homegirl of mine yesterday. And I mean, yes, granted, now more than ever, because of the shit is popping up, because look who's in office. I'm gonna say that. Because of this man who's in office, this Cheeto-ass, flake-ass motherfucker is in office, racism is more prevalent than it is now. And for anybody that says that racism never exists, you are living one big fucking lie. And you are so blind and so dumb to what's going on in America right now. If this is the America that we're living in, I want the fuck out. Because I shouldn't have to walk out of this house and go to work every fucking morning, and the first thing I hear is, oh, another black person or another person of color was called on the cops for some dumb shit, for doing what they do 9 to 5. What next? I'm going to get pulled over because I made a right-hand turn?
No, your afro was too big, so they had to stop you.
Right,
girl.
My afro was being an obstruction to traffic.
Yep, you're just blocking all kinds of traffic, girl. Just distracting everybody.
What? I can't go
black excellence.
Right. I'm loving my fro, and anybody who can't get with my fro, you can shut the fuck up and turn off this podcast. I don't care. But this shit is just getting out of control. I cannot. I was kind of
racially profiled a little bit, I feel, when my car battery was dying a lot.
What happened?
There was a man. First of all, I hate asking for help like this, but I seen a guy with a similar kind of truck as mine. I was like, oh shit, you know, because my car's like, it needs something with a 12-volt battery. It can't get jumped by a smaller car.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen this man and I'm trying to get his attention. Low key, he was kind of ignoring me. But then finally he looked at me and he had like this stank look. And I was like, hey, can you please give me a jump? It'll only take a few seconds. He goes, oh, I don't know how to do it. And I said, oh, I do. I know what I'm doing. I mean, girl, I've jumped my car like several times.
Right.
So I said, I know how to do it. I got the cables, blase, blase. Then he goes, oh, well, my battery has these special things on it, this, that, and that. I said, we have the same truck, sir. So he looks at my truck. He said, oh, well, I still can't give you a jump. I was like, what?
Ay, ay, ay.
It only takes like a minute.
And like, can you justify why you can't give me a drum? Is it because
he didn't say? He just looked at me stank, and it was daytime. It wasn't even evening. It was hot as fuck outside, and I'm like, really, you're just gonna do this to me? So I feel like had I not been black, he probably would have been a little nicer. But I don't like that. I don't like a person giving me a dirty look. Like, oh, why did this bitch just say something? Like, right. he act like I just ruined his day. But you're outside waiting for a lady getting boba. I don't know. It's just, whatever.
It's just, and it gets worse because it's like, okay, in the beginning, we can all relate, black people. Okay, let's talk to my brothers and sisters for just a quick second. If a black person says they like country music or anything outside of the black genre
of
music, right? Oh, you like metal? What?
Girl, you know, I like Korn, Metallica.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying that's the expression. That's what people say because they feel like we should only listen to hip hop, jazz, R&B, soul, anything that has a black sound.
No, we should only listen to rap, yeah.
Right. But I'm with you guys. I like my Korn, my Metallica, my Death Cab. I like all that shit. I will fucking go to a rock concert.
You know, it excites me to know another black person will listen to metal. Like, I just found out a friend of mine on Snapchat went to her first metal concert. It was one of her homeboys. And she said she actually enjoyed herself. She showed the clock. She said, I'm going to get home before 1 o'clock. She's like, see, well, white folks, they come in. They get their shit done and then they go home.
Right. There's no motherfucking encore. They just say, that's it. We're done.
Or how about they're showing up at 11:50 p.m.?
Right. They're not showing up 3-4 hours late to their own concert.
Girl.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love going to my hip hop concerts, but I like going to all types of stuff. Like when people hear, I'm not even gonna lie. I love my job. But I shocked a few people when I said I liked country.
Really?
That I wanted to go to our country music festival in Nashville. I was like, I get down with country. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
they got the Dixie Chicks. I'm just playing.
Man, if they had Dixie Chicks, Garth Brooks, Shania Twain, I'm all for it. I like the older country. I like my 90s, early 2000s.
I said Dixie Chicks, girl. Yeah. Ain't nobody talked about the Dixie Chicks in years.
Girl, I was just looking on my Amazon. I need to get me. I saw that My two favorite albums by the Dixie Chicks are finally on vinyl. I'm gonna need to put that in my vinyl collection.
Yeah.
And everybody who listens to this podcast religiously knows one of my favorite rock bands of all time is Led fucking Zeppelin. A bunch of white boys who know how the fuck to get down.
Mm-hmm.
So before anybody calls Yaz and I racist, it's not that. It's the fact that we as black women always feel that society is against us because we step out of the comfort zone of what you might think a black person should like in society. Okay? I like listening to white rappers. I don't mind that. I can get down with it. Just don't say the fucking N-word and we're cool with it.
Right.
Don't pose to be something that you're not. Don't claim to rep the streets if you, the only streets you represent is the whitest street possible.
Girl, you just brought up something that was spoken about the other day when I was around the girls.
Say.
So, you know that song I'm Real with J-Lo and Ja Rule?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you remember when she said nigga in the song, but they said that was Ashanti, right?
I still remember when that happened, and I was shocked as hell. Because when you told me that was Ashanti that said it, I, the whole time, I always thought it was J-Lo. And I'll let it pass because, face it, Latinos sometimes can get away with saying nigga. I can't really get with it.
So... it's this is weird what they were saying. So they weren't trying to give J-Lo a pass, but they're giving Cardi B a pass because she's Afro-Latina. I said, but first of all, these two ladies both grew up in the Bronx. They both dated black men. So why does Cardi get a pass over J-Lo? Every Puerto Rican I've been across has always said nigga.
Yeah. And every J-Lo is Puerto Rican, and that is technically...
Just because J-Lo holds herself classy, more conservative than Cardi, does not give her... No, it's no different. They're both Latinas.
They're both from the
block. They shouldn't even say it anyway, but it's the fact that they were choosing Cardi to get the pass. I'm like, you can't give her no pass.
No.
That's the same thing how I feel. Like, she's getting a pass as a quote-unquote artist, but I don't feel like she's really an artist because, you know, the ghostwriting and all this shit and the way she presents herself. Like,
she's a rapper, a performer.
She's just entertainment.
Yeah, she's
me.
An entertainer. Yeah. That's who she is, but she's not an artist.
Yeah, she's not hip hop.
She's not.
So the fact that people are giving her passes or just anybody a pass is like, you know, treat these people the same. They're both Latina. Like, right. Nobody gets a pass. J-Lo, yes. People used to feel like, oh my God, Beyonce doesn't cuss. And the minute Beyonce cussed, we're all shocked.
Right. Oh my God, she's a mother now. She can't cuss. She can't talk about fucking Jay-Z. Why? That's how Blue got here.
Yeah.
That's how Blue got here. How the fuck do you think they make babies?
Well, I feel like Blue was a surrogate, but that's a whole nother story.
But you know what I'm saying at the same time. Because people were saying, well, Beyonce, I remember that. People were like, well, Beyonce's a mother now. She can't be acting the way like that. Mm-hmm. Why not? She's embracing her sexuality. The woman's pushing 40, and she is looking better than half of these women that
come in
the
industry.
She's
only 2 years older than me, girl.
Oh.
She's 36, 30. She'll be 37.
Well, she's close to the 40s.
She's still in her 30s, girl. Don't try to age Beyonce, okay? I'm not a huge Beehive fan like I used to be, but don't age that girl.
All right, I won't age her.
Beyonce looking the same for years.
Beyonce be still looking like a snack.
Yeah, well, she kind of like a whole 5-star course meal, you know?
Yeah, she that's
that ain't no cheap steak, girl.
Nah, that ain't no steak you get out fucking Outback, okay? Okay, so enough about Beyonce and her bodacious body. Should we get into these shows?
Yes, please.
Okay, first of all, season 5 of Power started last weekend, and shout out to Stars because they know what to do when it comes to watching this show early. I'm all for their Saturday night, 9:00. They upload that shit ready to go. So then you don't have to waste your Sunday night trying to catch up before everybody. But like, can I just say Tariq need to go?
I want to whoop his ass.
Like, Tariq.
Like, I literally want to whoop his ass, girl.
I can't stand him. Now, like we said, season 5 occurred. The last thing we know is that Raina, his sister, got killed by a cop. who's crooked as fuck, and it's all Tariq's fault. Tariq understands he fucked up, but he gonna die. He has to die. If Tariq does not die by the end of season 5, I'ma write personally to 50 Cent and be like, why are we still sparing this little thug?
I mean, he's not even loyal to his own family. He tipping off people about a hit on the next nigga. Like,
right. Like, how... You are not about the family. And how are you going to do that during the... First of all...
And played off like he couldn't even fucking read his sister's little letter.
Right.
Like, so you chose Dre over celebrating your sister. Okay.
You a dummy.
You must want to suck Dre dick then, huh?
I was about to say, maybe that's the plot line that we don't know. Like, are Dre...
He got a crush on Dre.
Oh my
God. He didn't like fucking Ray Ray's cousin, so.
Right. And where's Ray Ray's cousin? We saw her for a brief minute. Why haven't we talked about her? Why is this chick still living and she's the cause for all this too? How can you not know that is not your girl texting?
Is it Reggie or Ray Ray?
It's Ray Ray.
Okay, I'm making sure.
Yeah. How can you not know, first of all, that's not... Whenever I see, like, people doing that in the movies, like, how do you not know that that's not the person that you've been texting? How do you not know that? How can you not see past that?
How do you forget some pussy that you done tapped that was tied to Ray Ray?
Right. Well, maybe he thought, well, you know, it's just his cousin. Like, she's not really implicated. Well, she kind of was.
She used her phone to set him up.
And she used his virginity to get closer. Like, come on, Tariq.
Wasn't it his? No, his sister was following him, huh?
Yeah, his sister. She followed him, and that's how she got in trouble. And then she mentioned how she knew Ray Ray, and then Ray Ray froze up, and that's when he shot Raina. So
niggas be cold hearted, like, just shooting kids.
Right. But like I said, I don't like to wish death on kids in shows, but Tariq needs to die. Dre needs to die. Tariq needs to die. But we already know Dre's days are numbered. His days are coming.
I just don't like how he's trying to act hella harder than Ghost.
My God. He ain't close to being Ghost. He can't.
You still a little young bull, my nigga. Just sit down.
Sitting all uncomfortable while your boss is fucking.
Diego got you in the palm of his hands. You scared to even fuck his bitch.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe him and Tariq are like, crushing, because it's like, you just got offered some pussy. You act like you don't want to hit that fine ass bitch.
Knowing that your life could be on the line, like, I don't care. If somebody
at least get some head, right. I mean.
She said he's gonna smell it if it wasn't tapped. Like, he knows his lady. So you better just take the pussy for what it is and what the consequences might be, because it's either gonna be you fuck this chick right now or you gonna die. Point blank. Fuck her or die.
I mean, you know she a freak. I mean, in the opening scene with her and Diego, they were having a threesome.
A threesome, which I'm still confused as what the third woman was trying to do. Was she trying to lick his ass? I mean,
if it was a porno, her face would be all up in his butthole.
But I'm just saying, if you're trying to... This is power. We have seen some good sex scenes out of power.
They needed to cast a female like me. See, what I would have did is I would have been in the front, kissing the girl while she getting smashed from the back.
Yeah.
You know, it looks hot to see two chicks making out.
Right.
Or, you know, if it was a porno, I'd be in between his legs sucking his balls and licking, play with the clit, like multitasking.
Yeah. Come on, power. You've given us Fitty's dick, and you got mad, and Fitty got mad because his dick was shown.
You gave us a real softcore porno right there.
That wasn't even a softcore. That was a questionable porno, because I'm sitting there eating my bowl of ice cream watching this shit, and I'm like, wait a second. Let me rewind this. Was this chick eating his ass, or was she about to? Power, I'm confused on your structure. Stars, this is cable. If they could do butt fucking on all these... What was it? The show that had that they had before. It was about the gladiators and shit. Because they used to have men fucking each other.
Game of Thrones?
No. That's on HBO. Stars had one where they had... Spartacus! They had men fucking each other. So I'm like, hold up. If y'all got men fucking each other in the ass, let this man's ass be eaten. What the fuck?
Well, the girl wasn't that attractive, so maybe they didn't want to get a shot of her.
Well, they should have just at least gotten a shot of her eating the ass. That way they can cover her ugliness.
We don't like ass eating, but if she's sitting there, she might as well have been doing something.
You were lazy.
Instead of rubbing him.
Right, you lazy. That's a lazy fucking a threesome. That's what you not going to do in a threesome. Okay.
I mean, 50, like, whoever's casting these girls, I mean, if you're going to cast a sex scene, can I please do it?
Get some porn stars. Sons of Anarchy did that, and it worked for them.
Well, they didn't show everybody. They didn't show Anna. They didn't show Chanel. They didn't show, they showed Julie Cash.
They showed Misty.
Oh, yeah, her quick
she got
scene.
Yeah, she got shot in the head.
I forgot.
She got shot after getting fucked.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Wait, Anna and Chanel were both in Sons?
Girl, yes, they shot and everything. Their scene didn't drop.
Damn it.
They got paid, but they were there all day to do something. And Mr. Marcus was there. That's who it was.
Damn.
It was Anna, Mr. Marcus, and Chanel, and they were doing like a fetish type of scene.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there all day. And the scene, like, I watched the whole last season. All I seen was Julie.
Damn.
That's all I seen was Julie Cash smothering a motherfucker with her big booty.
I remember that.
So, yeah. Sometimes people get mainstream gigs, just don't, their part just don't get put in the movie.
They got the cutting room floor.
But then it's like, they kind of waste their time because you know how much money they take out of these little ass checks.
Yeah,
you'll start with a $350 check to be in a little small role. They deduct meals, breaks, a smoke break. Like they deduct so much. Even if you don't eat their food, and it's like, why are you taxing me for the food you're catering?
Right, and I didn't. Eat
don't
it.
Don't y'all have a big ass budget? It's a popular show.
Sometimes.
So all that work being there on set all day. Only for your scene not to be cut, put in the show, and for your check to be cut so small. It's like, what the fuck was I doing here?
That would make me angry.
Like, I would have told my agent, can you just book me for a blowjob scene? I'll make, like, a little bit more than what I was going to make.
Right.
Sitting here on a mainstream set, I don't need these mainstream credits because nobody's going to see it.
Now, our other show that comes on Sunday... Hoes. Have you been watching that?
I have not finished the first episode.
I'm mad at you. You are missing all the good tea. And if you guys are like, what the fuck is Hoes? It's on FX. It's about the gay scene, the voguing scene in the late 80s in New York City. AIDS is arising and the gays are out to play. And it's
slay.
Yes, they are killing it. I want to know if they cast any of like our porn friends on this show, because there are a lot of women out there that could be on that show.
Well, FX cast does a lot of the castings for like a porn folk, so
really
I wouldn't let it pass. I mean, they're part of Fox and stuff, so I mean, when we're just talking about Sons of Anarchy,
yeah, that was FX.
Yeah, so yeah,
they should definitely, because I'm like, I would love to see Venus Lux on that show. Who else? Nastasia Dreams. There's a couple chicks on there that should be on Pose that could definitely.
Shit, Wolf could be even be on there as
a Pose
instructor.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, hell yes. I would love to see Wolf on that one. Hands down. But yes, Pose is where it's at, and it's got a little bit of everything for everybody. I love it.
I like the soundtrack. Like every song they play on there, I'm like, man, I'm showing my age because I'm feeling this.
And I'm just the old soul. I like that R&B from back then. That freestyle type of. Yeah. Me in the latest row.
I'll be back real soon. Don't slap me because I'm not in the mood.
But I love it. So if you guys have not seen Pose, you should definitely. And I'm so happy they're bringing back Wonderland.
I've never watched that show.
It's in it's set in LA and it's about the coke scene in LA. In the hood. It's how coke kind of came and became popular in the hood. Yeah.
It's so good. They're trying to do another Snowfall.
Oh, shit. That's what it's called. Snowfall. My bad.
That's why I was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Wonderland. I was like, this is not like Snowfall.
Yeah. Snowfall is coming back. I think it's coming back in like 2 weeks. So I'm excited for that. But your homework, Yaz, before we do another show, you got to catch up with Pose.
Pose for these hoes.
Yes, you need to pose for these hoes because there's so much that we could talk about on that show. First of all, I love how they were... Fuck, I can't even say it because you haven't seen the episode. Yeah, I'm gonna need you to say it because it's something that happened to me recently this week, too, of disappointment. As we've been talking about, you know, these white people have no nonsense when it comes to living while black. How about... Mm-hmm. But I don't want to say it just yet. I want to talk about more shows for a second. Glow on Netflix. Have you ever seen that?
I wanted to watch it. I watched the trailer and I just wasn't... I don't know. I just like, I don't know.
You,
like,
it's 30 minutes. It's the quickest 30-minute show that you could watch, honestly. Like, you can marathon that shit. Yeah, it's a quickie. Like, I finished season 2 this weekend. I finished Friday and Saturday morning. Like, that's how quick I got it done. Like, I started it on Friday night, finished it early Saturday morning because it was so fucking hot out here.
Girl, we barely could wake up to do this.
Yes.
This heat drains you.
It does. Like, I have no motivation to get my ass to the gym. At least you have motivation to go to the gym while it's
hot.
Well,
I went this morning after work, but I need to go get something to eat after this. So, I'm thinking Panera Bread.
Yeah, it's too hot.
I don't know why I want motherfucking tomato soup, but I want some tomato soup.
Soup on a hot day? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, girl, I know. Why I got off of work at 5 and it was 80 degrees?
Yeah, see, yeah.
I was like, wow.
Girl, I woke up this morning at 7:30 sweating all over my coochie. Like,
you know what? You could just wear a waist trainer to bed, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And sweat in your sleep. Well, I wear my waist trainer to sleep anyway.
Really?
Yeah. I wake up because I sweat in my sleep. So I'm like, let's put this together and make something happen where I want it to be sweating.
Well, I feel like I sweat enough in this house. At least you got air conditioning. I got no air conditioning.
Well,
I don't understand.
I don't keep
this.
My door open. So the air doesn't really circulate. And then my lamp, it gets warm in my room.
Oh, no. See, and it's too hot to fuck. It's just, oh.
Well, that's how I felt about in my first apartment in Canoga Park. I had the AC unit that was in the wall, and I could only have sex in my living room.
Yeah.
Because if I go in my room, the way the apartment is situated, it's like, how is the air going to circulate around this corner into the bedrooms?
You would need like a fan to kind of direct that.
Yes. Thing. All it's doing is blowing outwards.
That's why I miss the lair. Like the air thing was like
up
right
high.
Up high. So the air would go directly into the loft. So, I mean, I couldn't turn on the heat, you know, because then the heat would go directly to the loft and it would be fucking sweating. But at least with the air, it would circulate the whole damn place. Like, it'd be making it. You could probably freeze a dead body in my old apartment. That's really how cold it would get. Now, up in here, I can't freeze no dead bodies. I mean, like I said, I had sex earlier this right before this show. It was terrible. I was sweating bullets trying to
well,
clean
girl,
up this
you
house
need, like,
for disappointing
some
dick.
Old blackout heat.
Blinds.
Preventing curtains.
Something. Yes. But
because it's bright as fuck behind you. Like, it's hot. It looks like it's hot in there.
It is hot. And you know what? The blinds are closed. Okay, enough about this damn heat. Let's talk about some Luke Cage.
Well, that's some heat right there in itself.
First of all, this season, way better.
Yes.
Way, way better. Way, way more unapologetically black. Alfre Woodward, as we said off camera, we were both kind of scarred that her and Shades actually have sex.
She's not the ideal MILF I would fuck.
No. Angela Bassett.
She's so auntie.
She is. It's like having Cicely Tyson, dare I say.
Yeah.
Fucking
she
Shades.
She come from that era, too. You know, like...
But, like, then you got women like Angela Bassett who be looking fine as hell. I swear, the older Angela Bassett gets, the sexier she's gotten.
And Jada Pinkett, girl.
Yes.
I'd be like, damn, Jada, you hella fine. Like, you and your mom.
Oh,
like,
her mama?
You're just so fine.
I think her mama's finer than her.
True. Her mom got body.
Yeah, her mom's got body, face. I'm like, damn.
because Jada is kind of a petite thing, you know.
But she be showing, Jada be showing her age. Her mama, though, her mama can get it.
I like Jada on that movie, Girls Trip. Was it Girls Trip?
Yes, with Tiffany Haddish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
I was like, ooh, get that BBC. Is he going? Yes.
Oh, man. But yes, Luke Cage, oh, a fucking, I love this season. I really do.
I was sad when it ended.
I was too. I was like, wait, that's it?
But I like him in a suit. It looked nice on him.
Oh, suit.
It looked real nice.
It looked real nice. But the only thing, my thing was, I hated the fact that we had to see fucking Danny Rand. Nobody wanted to see Iron Fist. Nobody. Ain't nobody.
They could have had Doctor Strange come through. I would have rather seen that.
Right? Y'all are in the same realm.
I guess they don't want to put magic. They want to put an Iron Fist and then the bulletproof black man. They want to make it look like it worked. But
the only thing that works with Danny Rand is at least he knows his Wu-Tang. Like, he knows hip hop. So I'm like, okay, you one of them white boys that know like true hip hop, which
he was a New York kid. You know, every New York kid better know some Wu-Tang.
They better know some like fucking street shit. Period.
And I was loving all the Wu songs they were playing because I was like, yes, this brings me back to my childhood. Like, that's why I like Luke Cage, because when I was growing up, I listened to a lot of East Coast hip hop.
Yes.
That's why I really like
lyricism. There's no lyricism like that anymore.
KRS-One, girl. I'm like, I bet none of these youngins know who this is.
They don't know who the fuck all that shit is.
They don't know that's Jadakiss.
They barely know who Nas is. They barely know who Nas is.
Barely. Girl, we got Lonzo Ball saying nobody's on Nas no more.
You can go fuck
yourself. We
got
these young motherfuckers, whatever. But Luke Cage was lit, you guys.
Yes. It was so worth it. It gave us everything. Misty Knight with her arm, roboticized arm, kicking
ass.
Girl,
it looked like some Black Panther ass fucking technology on her arm.
It's amazing. Amazing. Now, speaking about amazingness and Black excellence, the first Purge. Okay, so I got to preview it before it came out this week. Let me just say right now, the Purge, if you have never seen it, the agenda behind it, the first Purge, this movie that just came out this week, just confirmed my theory of what the Purge was really supposed to be. It was to wipe out fucking Black people. That was the whole point.
Like some Hunger Games shit.
Yes, it was to wipe out those in poverty in low income neighborhoods. That was the whole fucking point. And so you want to talk about social commentary at its best, a movie that relates to what the fuck is going on and what could maybe fucking happen, because the more the series keeps unfolding, it really is like we are in the dawn of a first Purge. Okay, so this
whoever came up with this idea was very smart and knew exactly. Like, everything just flows well. You know how some movies just don't make sense? Like, why are they making another one? Like,
right.
What the fuck?
But this one honestly took the whole shebang. Like, I mean, for me, the first Purge was cool because that introduced us to the concept. The second one was all right because they took it to the streets. The third one, when they took it to the politicalness and they were trying to, you know, hide the governor and she was finding out the hidden agendas, it was like, okay, yeah, now we're ready. Now this one, the fact that they went back to the beginning and why they kept doing this shit and why they wanted to have this big experiment. First of all, nothing can change your mind unless if you say, I want to get you out of this shithole neighborhood, and all you got to do is try to stay alive for 24 hours. If you participate to kill somebody, we'll give you double the money that we're owing you to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
So you're telling me you're going to give some people an opportunity who live in a shit can neighborhood to kill people for 12 hours? Of course. But it didn't go the way it planned, and that's what sparks the movie. But
yeah,
I'm just going to say this right now. That movie, it is, I don't know who directed it, but it had all the Black commentary that you can need for a movie. Because for once, they got the brothers and sisters right. Like, nobody is going to say this portrayed us in a negative light.
Okay.
Like, they really turned the tables on this, and I'm like, okay, this is the truth right here.
I feel like a lot of these writers are way ahead in time when they talk about, so like all the alien movies, the government conspiracies, like these things wouldn't be thought of unless they actually kind of sort of happen.
And let's face it, we do have a purging of some sort. You look like we just were talking about earlier. Okay, this whole living while black, this is part of a purge. You calling the cops on your insecurities because you can't stand the people you live with.
It's a setup for 2019. Because I'm
2020, you mean?
Something new.
Yeah.
Girl, 2019 is going to be something new. 2017 was the Me Too movement.
Yep.
2018 is, oh, let's be petty and call the police on any and every little black person that is doing what a citizen be doing, minding their damn business.
Like, wait, next time there's an election, you're gonna call the cops because you saw a black person voting? Oh my God, they're not supposed to be voting. What if he's a criminal? Oh my God. What if he tries to rob the polling place?
Well, remember at one point the Middle Easterns were being profiled?
Yep.
Because all the Al-Qaeda's and ISIS, all that shit, they were being targeted because of who they are. And I feel like people
it's a never
of color,
cycle.
Period, we're just getting picked on every year.
To one extremity to the next. The next thing you know, we're getting calls that, you know, these kids can't go to the same school anymore. We're going to go back to the segregated times where, oh, maybe we need to keep it separate because it will cause, you know, the racial tensions.
Well, on The Wire, they try to segregate the street kids,
right,
the corner kids.
That episode pissed me off so much when they did that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? But that shit happens. Mm-hmm. That shit happens now. In public schools, they try to separate, you know, due to they have the gifted and
the demographics. Yeah.
So it's just, again, you have to listen to these social commentaries. And that's why I love movies like this and movies that take horror. I mean, technically, The Purge is like a horror film. They take the social commentary and make it a horror film. This is
that's
real
life
horror.
Like American Horror Story too, because it's they're talking about folklores.
They took the election from
voodoo, election. Yeah, they have a lot of things that happen in real life.
Though I have to say, the last season of American Horror Story, I expected more. I thought it was a little bit
gruesome.
No, it was just stupid. It got way too out of hand because then they took the Trump thing and they just kind of made it a circus. Like,
what is a circus though?
But do you know, but it was more like they weren't trying to, they were now just mocking those. Like, I felt like I was being mocked because I was one of those people. I think you were with me that night, the night of the election.
You was upset. Very upset.
I was upset. I maybe have partaken in some illegal drugs that night because I was like, fuck it, this world is going to shit anyways.
Well, like the wife, she was hot. She was pissed when Trump won.
Oh my God, I remember I woke up the next morning, my eyes were swollen. I felt like somebody died because the way that shit acted. I was like, this is not my America right now. He's not my fucking president. This is not true. This shit did not just happen. And then fast forward to this year, now people are understanding why I said this man should have never been elected.
Well, the Philippines has their own Cheeto.
Oh yeah, I saw that news headline. He said he will back down when you could prove that God is not real.
Yeah, he'll retire, whatever he said, if you can prove that God is real or not, basically. But they said he said other shit, and it's like, oh yeah, we have a Filipino Trump out there.
So again, politics is a motherfucker. But all I gotta say is to wrap this up, because I'm still very upset about my wasted sex. You guys don't understand. If I don't get
to
come,
I think you need to take a shower, wash off.
Girl, I took a shower. That's the thing. I took a shower while the motherfucker was still here. I didn't give a fuck. You put your clothes back on.
You didn't have no real sex. You still took a shower like fuck all that.
Damn right, because your nasty ass sweaty body was in me.
I was going to say, have an intimate moment in the shower or something.
Girl, put it this way. I'm so motherfucking disappointed. I don't even want to touch myself.
Aww.
That's how bad it is. I'm gonna wait until Pride when I'm gonna be fucked by four different people and hopefully two new. I got a couple that might be interested, and I'm excited to meet you guys. I'm just gonna say that.
That's
right
dope.
Yeah,
that's
suit,
dope.
Suit and tie be taking care of my pussy. He knows. He knows what I mean. So he's setting it up. He's got me a little setup. That's not.
At least
not
you got
you
a guy that knows how to put together situations. There's a lot of guys who don't know how to put threesomes together.
They don't know how. And then. Did I say, I don't know if I said this. The man who disappointingly gave me dick wanted to ask for a threesome.
That's a bold move.
You don't do that. If you did not come correct and you have to apologize because how you felt after you came, which is closed off.
Didn't you say he apologized after he left?
He apologized after he left. He sent me a text message saying, I'm sorry if I seemed, you know, standoff. That's just how I am, like, after sex. You know, I'm sorry. But,
No, because you're a dick in disappointment.
Yes, I broke my 2018 rule of dick in disappointment. Then that man had the nerve to say, well, maybe we can bring in another one of your girlfriends. Why would I bring my girlfriend or any of my homegirls that I fuck with on a threesome and bring you to her so she too can be disappointed?
He kind of probably wants y'all to do more of the work.
I don't do that. And that's
to mask his failure.
Girl, he couldn't even put work in. He was one of those stick it in the dick kind of thing. Wanted to spit in my pussy. Didn't want to use lube. Then is going to question the lube that I put on him. Like,
it's like, how are you over here having any kind of etiquette about your shit? Like,
zero. And he didn't even bring in condoms. I had to supply the fucking condoms.
What's up with these guys with the condom stuff? I don't understand it.
We might have to talk about this because let me just tell you this teaser. Actually, I'm going to write it down so we don't forget because you know me, I forget what topics we're going to talk about the next time. We're going to talk about this no condom etiquette because this shit is getting out of hand. Earlier this week, I had to tell a man, don't even bother showing up. This is after I told him that, yes, after my phone meeting, you can come. Like, you said it's going to take you about an hour. I'll call you when I'm almost done with this phone meeting and you can come over. He says, awkward question. Should I provide condoms or do you have some or maybe we don't have to use them at all? And I said, what?
That was our option.
Right. What do you mean? Should I bring? No, you should always. If you got a question, the fact if you need to bring condoms, you don't deserve my pussy. Just like the man today, I sucked his dick. And you know what he told me? I don't eat pussy. I have pussy eating anxiety. So I
said, ain't no fucking diagnosis for that, dumbass.
Right. And I said,
you don't do it.
Right. And I said, so I just sucked your dick. And I'm getting nothing out of this. I said, in order to give, you must receive. So you are going to eat my pussy. I made him give me the worst pussy eating because he only gave me the tip of his tongue. He was like, that's all I can do. Well, then that's all I'm going to do is give you a preview of my dick sucking skills. He's like, but you said you like eat sucking dick. I said, actually, I like eating pussy more than I like sucking dick. I like fucking dick. Because at least I know when I'm eating a chick's pussy, I'm getting some pussy at the end of it. And she's going to get my pussy. But I don't believe in this whole, you guys get your dick sucked and you're not going to go down there yourself. If I got to lick your nasty penis, and I'm saying nasty because first of all, your breath stank. No wonder you didn't want to kiss because your breath fucking stank like ass. Literally. Had like all this like residue of your mouth on me and I'm like, you are nasty. Plus, shoving your fingers in my mouth isn't exactly what I call sexy. He's like, you don't want to taste yourself? It's like, no, I love tasting myself. I don't like the way you're shoving your fingers in me and then shoving your fingers in my mouth.
He doesn't know how to be sexy with it.
He doesn't know how to be sexual. He's one of those, let me just stick my dick in you and you're gonna like it.
He's the ones that watch porno and think that's how you're supposed to have sex.
Yeah, he was telling me
it's
how
like,
he...
Nah.
And I even called him out. I was like, so you expect me to give you sloppy head like in the porn? He's like, no, because porn's not real. And I was like, well, you sure are treating me like I'm one of these porn stars in one of the films you watch. Bend that ass over and spread your ass cheeks with your hands. What the fuck? Motherfucking no. How about...
Why don't you twerk something?
Okay, just because a girl is black, don't assume that she twerk. I said it at the beginning and I'm going to say it at the end. Just because a black girl has ass does not mean every black girl is going to twerk, okay? Just because we're black women does not mean you're going to disrespect this pussy like it's a fucking porno, all right? I ain't getting paid for this time, though I should have. I should have charged you a fee for the dick and disappointment. I didn't charge no incidental, girl. I should have. And you told me I need to start doing that. I am going to start doing that. But at least he left me some beer, okay? He brought over some beer, but he brought me some cheap ass beer, according to Bestie and according to you. I'm satisfied. I don't really drink that much.
He brought the beer that we use to cook seafood and shit.
He brought me Corona. So you know what?
Not even that. I thought you were going to say Coors or something.
No, girl. He brought me Corona Light. So now I can make myself.
The $2 beers.
Yes. I'm going to make myself a Corona Rita. Because I got tequila.
A Corona Rita.
I'm going to make myself a Corona Pineapple Rita because I don't have limes. But I got plenty of tequila. And I know how to make me a good margarita to make my pussy.
You do know how to make the margaritas, though. Yes. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, be knowing. I know how to take care of my guests.
She don't know how to cook, but she could definitely mix some shit up.
Like I tell people, don't ask me to bring food to cook. Just ask me to supply the liquor. Or you supply the liquor, I'll be your bartender. You'll be good. Okay?
Okay.
I know how to do that. I can't roll up weed, but I got good pussy.
Girl, you need to... That's a task. You either need to learn how to cook or roll a blunt, baby. You gotta learn one of them.
Nope. I make drinks. That's good. I got women like you, fine as hell. I got you, Bestie, Chanel. All you ladies can cook with your tops off, with your little bottoms on like you have in the past, and I'm good.
With your tops off and your titties out.
Tops
and
off,
you know
titties
that.
Out.
I was thinking about the Drake song. Which little melody.
Oh God. Kiki, do you love me? I need to do that dance challenge just because.
Oh my God, no. I'm tired of looking at that shit.
I just started seeing it. So now I'm like, oh fuck, we gotta do it, guys. At my station, I'm like, we gotta do it.
Tired of these silly ass dances, dude.
But you would love your sis, cause you know, I be doing the auntie dance.
Oh my God. I like Mary J. Blige's auntie dance though.
Oh yeah, would she be bobbing her head?
Da-dun. She got her little two-step.
Right, her two-step, her wig be, you know she be sweating because that wig is like drenching.
I just didn't like when Beyonce tried to do it. Like, Beyonce, just sit down.
Beyonce.
You being hella extra. Like, let Mary be Mary. Mary knows what she doing.
Mary is auntie. Beyonce ain't auntie.
Yes.
You ain't auntie, okay?
I know you want to pay tribute to Beyonce. You be hella extra.
Doing the most.
We know Beyonce, you like the fan. So yes. Stick to your fan movement, you know?
We'll give you the fan move, okay? Nobody can pull that off like
okay.
you.
Okay.
Nobody.
The walk with the fan.
Yes. But let Auntie Mary do her thing.
Yes.
All right. With that said, everybody, I can't wait for Pride. I can't wait to tell you all the nasty stories. Because it's about to be lit. At least I get how much pussy am I getting? Oh, I'm getting two for sure pussies. Two for sure dicks. Yes. And then possibly a couple.
At the same time or just different moments?
At the same time. We're all staying together.
Oh, shit.
It's about to be an orgy.
Lit.
It's about to be lit. So, guys, yes, you'll be probably getting some snaps if everybody all agrees.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know. All right, everybody. You know where to find us. At Ms. Radio Sapphire on Instagram, Twitter. I don't really use the Snapchat. Y'all be trying to bring Snapchat back, and I'm just not with it.
I don't know why I still use Snapchat. I really don't know why, but I have a whole different type of audience there.
Well, yeah, you got, like, because you can be naked. I can't be naked.
Oh, I don't be naked on my Snap, girl.
Oh, I thought you are still.
I have a premium, but I have a regular Snapchat.
Oh, okay.
You act like you ain't even following me on it.
No, I do follow you on it. It's just been a while. You know me. I don't really snap. I take all my Insta snaps and I just say, here, put it on the Snapchat for all you bored people. I don't really be engaging. Yaz, where can they find you at?
Fit and Dirty on Instagram, and that's also Snapchat. I don't really be on Twitter, but if you want to follow my Twitter just because you love me, it's Kink City is the Twitter handle.
And remember, guys, safe sex is the best hot sex. Till next time, goodbye.
That was the show, all you sexy motherfuckers out there. Now remember, Ms. Radio Sci-Fi on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. For more earplay fun, go to iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and all podcasting platforms.